Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton here again and excited to bring you more stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Let's see what's on the way.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today we're going to learn about a camp that is uniquely designed to reach youth who are deaf with the gospel.
I'm John Graham. Terry Copley was an 80s and 90s sitcom star who gave it all away so she could follow exactly what God wanted her to do. She's here on the Culture Connection to tell us all about it.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. In this half hour, we'll hear from a missionary whose goal is to help Christians be spiritually renewed in order to be active in God's kingdom.
I'm Myrna Brown. He was born blind and at 19 years old went into kidney failure. This American Idol finalist says he wouldn't change anything about his life.
Also today, we meet youth camp counselor Scratchy on our Mission Georgia Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Judy Oliver is a linguist and the parent of a deaf child. She now helps to teach deaf children the gospel through a ministry called Camp Dove. Let's get the full story from Juliana Smoke now on Life with Purpose Radio.
1% of the United States population suffers from hearing impairment. Camp Dove in Athens, Georgia is reaching the deaf population with the gospel by offering a week-long deaf-friendly camp where Jesus is shared in their language. Judy Oliver is the executive director of Camp Dove, and she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, Judy.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
The camp was started back in 1998. How did the Lord lead you to start the camp?
Well, the Lord led me because I had a deaf child in my family. We were legal guardians of her. She had a lot of hearing friends and wanted to go to a large Christian camp, but she was denied access because she was deaf. At that point, my heart was broken for her, and some of my friends and I got together and we decided, well, you know, we're just going to start a camp for deaf children because they're normal kids. They're not disabled. They speak another language. And so the Lord led us out of this bad situation of being denied access to go to camp. The Lord led us to start a camp just for children that use American Sign Language.
Wow. And what I love to hear, they're not disabled. They just speak another language. That is key that you're speaking the gospel in their language. And how many workers does it take to pull off the camp?
It takes a lot of volunteers.
Right, I'm sure.
And we've had anywhere from 25 kids up to 65 kids in attendance.
Mm-hmm. And where are they all from?
They're from all over the state of Georgia. We've had one child from Alaska. We've had kids from South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, primarily right now in the Southeast. One unique thing about our camp is that we also do allow brothers and sisters to come. Most brothers and sisters that have deaf brothers and sisters, they do not know sign language. Typically, a deaf child is in a family and they don't have a lot of communication with their family. So we want the kids to know sign language and we want them to learn how to communicate with their siblings.
Mm-hmm. And how many of those campers who come would you say are unchurched?
90%.
Wow.
Because churches are not reaching deaf people. Churches don't really know how to deal with it, and so deaf people are not being reached.
So a lot of times when people come to the camp, this might be the first time they've ever heard the story of Jesus in their language.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. We have a lot of kids that come from all different faith backgrounds or no faith background. And yes, this could be the first time that they've heard about Jesus in their language. And we always give them a Bible. We give them picture Bible. It's like a comic book. Mm. That's the first Bible we give them. It tells them the story. And deaf people read English as a second language. So first year we give them basic Bible, and then every year we give them a different kind of Bible that they can take home.
Well, I'm sure over the years you have seen many lives changed.
Yes. More than one parent has shared with us how camp has changed their children's lives. It gives them confidence. It helps them increase linguistically in their American Sign Language skills. You know, we've even seen kids that have been mean or hurtful to others at the beginning of camp. By the end of camp, their attitude is different, and they've felt loved, and so they start giving love, and they have forgiven others. And also, most importantly, we've seen kids accept Christ. My daughter accepted Christ at camp. Seen a lot of great things happen through Camp Dove. One child came forward. We have a camp pastor, and he wanted to know more about Jesus, and he wanted to accept Christ as his Savior. And then after his mom came to pick him up, said, "I'm so happy that my child has accepted Christ, but we don't have a church that has an interpreter. We don't have a church that we can go to, even though we are Christians. So can the camp pastor baptize my son in the river here?" And the camp pastor baptized this child in the river. It was a great experience.
Mm. You know, this sounds incredible how the Lord has used this camp over the years and continues to use this camp in the lives of these young people. How can we get more information?
Well, you can look at our website, getcampdove.org, and you can send me an email, and I will respond to you just as quickly as I can.
We've been speaking with Judy Oliver, Executive Director of Camp Dove. Judy, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today and to open our eyes to the need to communicate the gospel to the deaf in their language.
Thank you for having me.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
The coffee shop that changed a church. Discovering the Net Effect by bestselling author Dr. Steve Parr. Entertaining, real, heartwarming, humorous, educational. Solid instruction through the medium of a novel with gripping interest and power. Fun, tender, heart-pumping, and angering at times. A realistic look at 21st century churches offering workable solutions. From Deep River Publishing, online, and everywhere Christian books are sold.
Thanks for listening to Life with Purpose Radio. You may remember the TV series We Got It Made from the 80s that featured actress Terry Copley as Mickey McKenzie. Well, Terry's Christian journey began in the 90s, and she's in a new faith-based movie. John Graham shares her story on today's Culture Connection.
It may have been a while since you've heard the name Terry Copley, but with numerous appearances on TV through the 80s and 90s, you will no doubt recognize her. After a long break from the entertainment industry and a new faith journey, Terry's back in a faith-based film called Redeemed. She's with us today on the Culture Connection. Terry, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's a joy to have you, and of course we want to hear about Redeemed, but before we get there, I really would love for our listeners to kind of hear your story. I mean, you were several TV series in the 80s, even an appearance on my two favorite shows of all time, The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. So tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, basically, I started acting when I believe I was 22. And I sort of got discovered getting on an elevator in Hollywood. And I just started working right away, one thing after the other. I ended up starring in a TV series in the 80s called We Got It Made. So I ended up shortly thereafter, I was doing a movie. I was on a movie set. And I was just waking up early in the morning. The sun was just coming up. This voice inside my mind said, "Isn't the sun beautiful?" And I went, "Whoa, what was that?" I was never raised in the church, so I had a sensitivity to the Lord, but I didn't understand any of it. I got on my knees and I said a prayer, and I just said, "Lord, you've given me this life and I've made a mess of it. I just want to serve you." This overwhelming sensation of love come on me, which is overwhelm me, and the same voice in my mind said, "I love you so much, and all of your dreams are going to come true." I came home from the movie, I looked in the phone book, and I found church on the way in Van Nuys, California, and I went there, and I started meeting people, and I started going on Wednesday night and Sunday morning, and I got an offer to play Marilyn Monroe's life story for, I believe it was HBO, and I felt the Lord was saying at that time, "I don't want you to do this." So I turned it down until finally I felt the Lord say, "Close the door on acting and I'll open many others." And I did. I had found something that far surpassed being a star or being rich, or little did I know, I would be taken through a wilderness that would test me on every level. But through that wilderness, I was embraced by that presence of love. Mm.
So tell me a little bit, I mean, so you go through this process, you are obedient, even though it's a tough choice, and you saw your life kind of dwindle down, God has restored that, and really, you are the embodiment of the name of this movie, Redeemed. Tell me a little bit about Redeemed.
Yeah. Well, Redeemed is about a husband and a wife with two children, and they have a beautiful marriage. They just are madly in love still after many years of marriage, and they're actually getting ready to do their renewal, their marriage renewal vows. And he is struggling at work, and then they send in somebody, a liaison from Brazil, and it's a young, beautiful Brazilian woman. And he has, it's about him having an affair of the heart and the struggle and the hurt and the pain that it causes the two of them, and then the redemption.
Wow. What kind of hope would you give, what kind of message would you give to someone, male or female, going through that kind of brokenness right now, Terry?
It's just really trusting God for your whole life as a journey. You know, people make mistakes. We all have our struggles, yeah. And God is a God of restoration.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for sharing your heart. Such an encouraging thing to know that there's just a real person going through real life is such an encouragement to our listeners. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that's so true. It's just a real girl, just a girl that loves her God, working it out.
All right. Well, Terry Copley, thank you for being with us. And the film is called Redeemed. It's available wherever you find faith-based films. And until next time, I'm John Graham, bringing you The Culture Connection.
Each week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world to inspire you to live your life with purpose. And it's your turn to let us hear from you. Your comments about today's program or a past program, and even your story suggestions. Our email address, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. That's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And another way to talk to us is via Facebook and Twitter at LWP Radio. Again, it's LWP Radio for both Facebook and Twitter. And as a free gift, we'd like for you to have the hardback edition of Words of Life. It's a devotional book from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And yes, it's free, just for the asking, at lwpradio.com/freebook. Just fill in the short form, and we'll get it into the mail to you absolutely free. Just our way of saying thanks for being a listener. Well, more stories await in the second half of today's program. So, Myrna, who's on the way?
Thanks, Rod. He was born blind, and at 19 years old, he went into kidney failure. Find out why this American Idol finalist says through it all, he wouldn't change one thing about his life.
All right, thanks, Myrna. Also ahead is the story of camp counselor nicknamed Scratchy that has influenced the lives of many summer youth campers for Christ. That's coming up on our Mission Georgia Moment. But right now, let's go over to Ron Lawson. He's in the Life with Purpose radio studio for our story of daily spiritual renewal.
What does it mean to be renewed or refreshed spiritually? How should Christians manage their time with God to maintain their spiritual lives? Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a mission leader whose ministry is to help Christians be spiritually renewed, and how we can maintain that deeper level of our walk and commitment with the Lord. Let's listen.
I'm happy today to be with Alan Folsom, one of our very fine Georgia Baptist State missionaries who works in the area of discipleship and spiritual renewal. Alan, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
You're welcome, Dr. White. Thanks for having me.
Discipleship and spiritual renewal, these are important themes. You and the folks that you work with have an important role as you encourage people in our churches to grow deeper in their commitment and their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Honestly, you know, when you look over the full scope of missions and ministry, there may not be a more important work, because I believe that it would be through going deeper with Christ that His followers will be able to realize God's power and direction for their lives and how they'll live their lives with purpose every day for Him. Would you tell us about your perspective on discipleship and on spiritual renewal, Alan?
Well, I think that discipleship is helping people grow spiritually, helping them to develop their faith and have a closer walk with Christ. You know, the relationship's there, but just like any relationship, relationships need to be renewed and restored. You know, as a Christian, as Christ followers, part of what we do as being a disciple is to abide, is to remain in our relationship with Christ. Jesus says in John that, you know, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit in itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And he goes on to say, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Mm-hmm. Who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So I think bottom line is that we just need to remain or to abide, to stay connected in our relationship with Christ. And that needs to be renewed, but it also needs to be a constant. It's a matter of taking initiative to make sure we spend time daily abiding in Christ and strengthening that relationship. And that then in turn helps us to grow and mature into mature disciples.
A big part of that, Alan, is communication, as it is, yes, in any relationship. We can imagine what kind of relationship a father and a child would have if that child never talked with the father, just
That's
ignored
right.
the father, went about his life and never had any communication with his dad, and the dad was unable to communicate with the child. It would not be much of a relationship. So I know prayer is vital on a daily basis to having a healthy relationship with our Heavenly Father. And you and I have gone across the state on these Pray Georgia meetings and encouraging folks to pray. What part of prayer do you see is there in this wonderful experience of spiritual renewal?
Well, I say prayer is crucial, and it's part of that abiding that we need to do every day. So, you know, Jesus took the opportunity to get alone every morning by himself to pray, and so that's Christ's example for us to spend time in prayer. So I think we should engage God in prayer on a daily basis. That's one of the daily disciplines that we as individual Christians need to embrace and make a priority for our day. And, you know, whether it's early in the morning as Christ did, or the best time of day for us where we can just be alone and concentrate and make our request known and just go through the simple steps of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. That's important for our, not only as individuals, but for our churches to be empowered through prayer. And if our individuals aren't praying, our churches aren't praying, and so we won't be able to experience spiritual renewal if we're not a praying people.
I totally agree. And you know, in our convention, we're focusing in five different areas: spiritual renewal, kingdom generosity, church revitalization, church planting, authentic evangelism. What part in all of that do you see as the role of spiritual renewal?
Well, spiritual renewal is going to drive those other aspects. And the concept that we use for spiritual renewal, we adopted from our brother Claude King. He says that renewal is a divinely initiated work in which God restores spiritual vitality to his people as they pray, repent of their sin, and return to a Holy Spirit-filled and obedient love relationship with God. And we've already covered most of that, but that's where spiritual renewal is the driver for those other five stones. Spiritual renewal, and as individual Christians, our pastors, our leaders, are experiencing renewal and abiding in Christ, and that'll lead our churches to experience the same thing.
Alan, you mentioned a website address that the folks might go to get some help in spiritual renewal. Could you just tell our listeners here in just a moment about what resources might be available to them?
Yeah, our website at the Georgia Baptist Convention, our page, is you go straight to it at dsr.gabaptist.org and go to the Spiritual Renewal tab. And one of the best book resources for spiritual renewal that we have on the recommended on the Five Smooth Stones blog site is Fresh Encounter by Henry and Richard Blackaby on how individuals and churches can experience spiritual renewal by having a fresh encounter with God and going through a repentance and confession and that whole cycle of having God empower the church once again. So
okay,
that's the number one book I would recommend.
That's excellent. That's an excellent resource. And give us the website once again.
dsr.gabaptist.org. And that takes you straight to our Discipleship Spiritual Renewal page on the Georgia Baptist Convention website.
Thank you so much, Alan. This has been very, very helpful. I've been talking with Alan Folsom, a Georgia Baptist State missionary who works in the area of discipleship and spiritual renewal and prayer. Thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio, Alan.
Thank you, Dr. White.
For more information on discipleship and spiritual renewal, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Singer-songwriter Scott McIntyre is a real inspiration, not only through his music, but his life trials as well. Myrna Braun is here with an update on Scott's music and ministry on Life with Purpose Radio.
Not just a number in line, you are unique by design, you're an image of the divine. More than the stars in the sky, you're sparkling in his eyes, he's got a plan for your life.
He was the first blind finalist to grace the stage on American Idol. Joining us on Life with Purpose Radio is singer-songwriter Scott McIntyre. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What season were you on American Idol?
I was on season 8, so it was in 2009.
I read Paula Abdul, one of the judges at the time, called you an inspiration to the entire world through your talent and commitment. My question to you, who inspires you?
The thing that's inspired me the most is how God has taken care of me, actually, through some of the toughest times in my life. And every time that he's faithful, it amazes me and it excites me. And I know that he promises to be faithful. And every time I see that acted out in my life personally, it gives me so much hope and so much inspiration for my future.
What a story you do have. God indeed has seen you through many obstacles. We want to let people know, our listeners, give them an idea of who you are and whose you are. You were born visually impaired, and music just seemed to become such a big part of your life.
Yeah, music was always just a huge passion of mine. I think because I was born blind, I was naturally drawn to sound and to music.
I want to know, how did you come to know Christ?
I came to know Christ when I was pretty young. It was after a vacation Bible school. I prayed for Jesus to forgive me and come into my heart and to change my life. But later in life, I actually went through a challenge that for me was far more difficult than being born blind. Mm. And that other challenge was at 19 years old, I found out I had stage 4 kidney failure. And all of a sudden, here was a huge life-threatening obstacle that I did not anticipate, that I was not expecting. And I had to trust God more than I ever had before. I had to trust him for my very life.
God kept you and provided for you a kidney.
After almost a year on dialysis, not being able to make music, not being able to travel, the wife of my former piano teacher from college decided she was going to donate her kidney to me and save my life. And it's because of that life-saving gift that I'm here today.
Change is coming. I can feel it in my bones. Fog is rolling in, concealing the glow. My hands are shaking, so I'm starting to let go. But I'm not afraid, cause I don't sail these seas alone. You are my lighthouse, standing tall.
Have a new project. It's called Lighthouse, and I love what you say about why you're calling it Lighthouse. Tell our listeners that.
We were thinking about the word lighthouse and how it's really a perfect metaphor for the light that Christ is in this world. So when we wrote the song, we talked about temptations crashing at our feet like waves. We talked about the storms of life. You know, we used all these metaphors to paint the picture of a lighthouse, which is steady, which is true, which is everlasting, in the midst of a raging sea of distraction and temptation. And when everything around us changes, God is the only thing that stays constant. And he's always there, shining truth, guiding us home.
God has given you this platform. How do you use it to glorify him, to give him glory?
I try to let him shine through my weakness. You know, a lot of people would look at my disability or look at my struggles with kidney failure and say, wow, that's so difficult. Imagine how much Scott misses out on in life because of those challenges. I've seen how God has used my disability, my weakness with kidney failure, to tremendously bless and inspire other people. And so when people ask me if I could choose, would I choose to see? Or if I could choose, would I choose to never have gone through kidney failure at all? No, I would actually not change one thing about the story that God has written in my life. Because my blindness, the kidney failure, every challenge I've ever gone through, he has been able to redeem it. And not only that, he has used it in powerful ways in other people's lives around the world to draw them closer to himself.
The project is called Lighthouse. And again, we've been talking to Scott McIntyre.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to speak with you.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Mission Georgia Moment takes us to Camp Kaleo on Life with Purpose Radio.
My name is Mark Thompson. I'm 23 years old. I've been a counselor at Camp Kaleo for eight summers now. And this is a way that I find a good place to be spiritually renewed myself. So it's hard and it's hot and it's sweaty and it's long. We're here 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. My camp name is Scratchy. I tell the kids that I was attacked by a cattywampus. It's a local natural feline animal. The real story is I was racing bikes with my friend one weekend and we got in a crash and I got road rash really bad. The next day I came back to camp, another camp staffer called me Scratchy and it stuck and they named me that. So the campers come in, they're expecting this gospel presentation, but maybe perhaps what they're not expecting is a servant attitude all the time. And so this is a perfect opportunity to show them service, the gospel, and love all in one. We have to show the world through our mind and our actions, our words, everything that we are, that we are ambassadors for Christ. As a royal ambassador, I'll do my best to become a well-informed, responsible follower of Christ, to have a Christ-like concern for all people, to learn how to carry the message of Christ around the world, and to keep myself clean and healthy in mind and body. So that's my story.
For more information on how you can be a part of the Mission Georgia Season of Prayer and Offering, just go to the website missiongeorgia.org. That's missiongeorgia.org. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope these stories have inspired you to live life with purpose, as today we heard about Camp Dove, Terry Copley in the movie Redeemed, Spiritual Renewal, Scott McIntyre, and camp counselor Mark Thompson at Camp Kaleo in Georgia. Please be with us next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose and visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.